Incredible. I met the director this time, and you will never believe who it was.
Woo!
All right, I'll give you one hint. Warren Beatty.
Wow.
Yeah, there's just one thing that might be kind of a problem. See, I had to kiss this guy because he was just so darn cute. No, as part of the audition, see, I'm up for the part of this guy, the main guy. Just,
well, hey, you're an actor. I say you just suck it up and you do it. Or you just do it.
I did do it. I'm a professional.
So what's the problem?
See, after the scene, Mr. Beatty comes up to me and he says, good actor, bad kisser. Can you believe that? Me, not a good kisser. That's like Mother Teresa, not a good mother.
Oh, come on, who cares what that guy thinks? You know, what does Warren Beatty know about kissing?
Definitely a problem. Mr. Beatty wants to see it again on Monday. I gotta figure out what I'm doing wrong. Oh, okay. When are you gonna come over and kiss me?
Get it!
Right. Hey, come on. I need your help here.
All right, I'll do it. I've kissed him before. I can do it again.
See this? Huh? This is a friend.
Uh-huh. Let's go. I'm done.
Oh.
Okay. You know, maybe you just tensed up a little bit. Maybe that's what you need to work on.
Yeah, that makes sense. Over my dead body. And I'll be using his dead body as a shield.
Come on out, honey. I'm telling you, you look good.
Tell her she looks good. Tell her she looks good.
Walk down the aisle in front of 200 people looking like something you drink when you're nauseous.
So don't. I don't see why we have to go to this thing anyway. It's your ex-fiancé's wedding.
Because I promised Mindy I would.
Yeah, well, you promised Barry you'd marry him.
Look, you guys, I have to go. I'm a maid of honor. Besides, you know what? I just need to be in a room again with these people and feel good about myself.
Someone's wearing the same clothes they had on last night. Someone get a little action?
I may have.
Woohoo! Done.
What'd she look like?
Well, we haven't actually met. We just stayed up all night talking on the internet.
Woohoo! Geek!
I like this girl, okay? I seriously like this girl. You know how sometimes I tend to get a little defended and quippy? Well, she totally called me on it, okay? She said, cut it out, get real. And I did.
Wow. What's that like?
It's like this. Me. No jokes.
All right, stop it. You're freaking me out.
Ooh, yeah. I don't like you this way. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Bye,
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Keith. I love you.
I love you, too.
my boyfriend's ever so dreamy. I wonder what our wedding's going to be like. What are you talking about? What wedding?
Come on, like you never talk about that?
No, never. I mean, we're just living in the moment. It's so nice for Mort not to get all hung up on where's this going.
Afraid to ask him?
Could not be more terrifying.
Well, I think you should seriously consider the marriage thing. Give Rachel another chance to dress up like Princess Bubblegum.
Where's Vinny? There he is. Where's Vinny? There he is.
You know, that's probably why babies learn to talk, so they can tell grown-ups to cut it out.
Hey, you know, I got a question for you. Just a little thing, no pressure.
Right.
Do you ever, think about the future?
Sure I do.
Yeah? Am I in it?
Honey, you are in it.
Oh, God. You're about to get so lucky.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Well, sometimes I think about selling my practice. We could move to France, make French toast.
Okay, so we're in France, and we're making the toast. Yeah. Do you see a little bassinet in the corner?
Like a hound?
Not a basset. A bassinet.
You really need the bassinet?
Well, I just think the baby would keep falling off the doll. Do you not see kids in our future?
Oh. Hey. Now, I love children. I have children. I just don't want to be 70 when our kids go off to college and our life can finally start. Look, I want you. Now.
You know, we don't need to talk about this now. Really, I mean, this is so, like, way, way, way in the future.
Yeah.
I'm talking hovercrafts and apes taking over the planet.
Come on, Chandler, I want this part so much. Just one kiss, I'm done. Joey, no means no.
I'm sorry, we don't have your sheep. Oh, Rich, I think you look cute. And you, you. You, I could eat with a spoon.
Get away from me, I said no.
Richard Budge is waiting down here.
Oh, Richard's here? I should run down and say goodbye to him.
Going. Oh, hey, what is all that?
It's a website. It's the Guggenheim Museum. Oh. She likes art, and I like funny words.
What does she mean by AK?
It means we're holding hands.
Are you the cutest?
I'm afraid I might just be.
You know what I think is so great that you're totally into this person, yet for all you know, she could be like 90 years old or has two heads or... It could be a guy.
Okay, it's not a guy, all right? I know her.
It could be like a big, giant guy.
Man, I got this close to him, and Monica need me in the back. What's going on?
We were just wondering if Chandler's girlfriend's a girl.
Oh, just ask her how long she's going to live. Women live longer than men.
How do you not fall down one?
Okay, ask her what is her current method of birth control.
All right. My husband is sleeping with his secretary. She's married?
But at least we know she's a woman.
I can't believe she's married.
Oh,
man, I'm sorry. This must be really tough for you, huh?
So I read this article the other day that says you're not supposed to throw rice at weddings because when pigeons eat rice, it kills them.
Oh, so that's why you never see pigeons in sushi bars. See, we're having fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I'm not even thinking about that thing that we're not going to be thinking about.
Neither am I. Hey there.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah. When I was in the bathroom, I saw the window that I crawled out of at my wedding, and God, I just thinking I shouldn't be here. You know, I shouldn't. People are going to be looking at me and judging me and thinking about the last time.
Sweetie, it's going to be okay, all right? It's a wedding. Generally, people focus on the bride.
God, I know you're right. All righty, everybody, look at me. Good, all right. It's time, bridesmaids and ushers. Let's eat your lines. Thank you. Okay, I'll see you after the thing.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Ah.
What's that supposed to do? Stand up and shout, hey, Wesley, your butt is showing.
Oh, God, this is so humiliating. I think the only thing that tops that one was when I was in eighth grade and I had to sing the Copacabana in front of the entire school. I think I got two lines into it before I ran and freaked out. Oh, my God, my entire life flashing before my eyes.
Rich, hey, look, I remember that. It wasn't so bad.
Oh, God, would you stop? You got me. I'm dating you.
Rachel.
Hi, Mr. Weinberg. Hi, Mrs. Weinberg.
It's so wonderful to see you again, my dear. In fact, I hardly expected to see so much.
You told me you didn't see anything.
I tell you a lot of things.
Well, it's wonderful to have you up and about again here.
Stay well.
Okay, now that is the third time someone has said something like that to me today. Stay?
Right?
Oh, hi.
Oh, my God. I'm Mary.
I'm Mrs. Dr. Barry Hunter, hyphen Barber. Oh, I am so proud of you, men.
Yeah. Oh, great. Still here. At our wedding, they were packing up the chopped liver about now.
Oh, yeah, I love that story. I have a question for you guys. Why do people keep saying it's good to see me up and about?
Well, after you ran out on your wedding, Barry's parents told people you were sort of insane.
Insane?
From the syphilis.
What? What are they going to say? You didn't love me anymore? Come on.
Angela? Joey Tribbiani. Listen, what are you doing tonight?
I know you're seeing that guy. I was thinking maybe you could bring him.
Huh?
Aren't you going to answer her? That's like the 10th bingo message she sent. She wants to know what's wrong.
What's wrong? What's wrong? You're married. That's what's wrong.
Oh, my.
What?
She wants to meet you in person.
Hey, look, Phoebe, I wanted to meet her in person, too, okay? But she's married. She has a husband.
What if the husband person is the wrong guy and you are the right guy? You don't get chances like this all the time. If you don't meet her now, you're going to be kicking yourself when you're 80, which is hard to do, and that's how you break a hip.
Okay. I'll do it.
Oh, yay! Okay, great. Go put on your shoes and then march out there and meet her. Oh, my God, no! Wait, you have to take a shower, because ew.
One
more, please. Come on, I'm
going to get in this time. I will. Okay,
last chance. Again, I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe I don't need to have children. No, maybe I just think I do because that's what society, and by that I mean my mom, has always convinced me that I... I do. I have to have children. I'm sorry. I just do.
Yo, can I have your attention, please? Best man making a toast here.
Thank you.
I remember when Barry got home from his first date with Rachel. What? You hired the same band. I can't use the same speech?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway, I wish you both a wonderful life together. And Rachel.
What?
No. In all seriousness, there's not a lot of women who would have had the guts to come back here tonight. And even fewer who do it with their asses hanging out.
I'd like to add something to that.
What are you adding? What are you adding?
Well, if you don't know me, I'm Rachel's boyfriend.
Oh, dear God.
Ross. I'd just like to say that it did take a lot of courage for Rachel to come here tonight. And just for the record, she did not run out on Barry because she had syphilis. What are you doing? I'm serious. The reason she walked out on Barry is simply that she didn't love him, which incidentally worked out pretty well for me. Cheers.
See you in the parking lot.
No, wait.
And once again, she is out of here. Okay, who had 9:45?
You know what, Bear? I'm not going to leave. I probably should, but I'm not. Because I promised myself I would make it through at least one of your weddings. You know, tonight all I really wanted was to make it through this evening with a little bit of grace and dignity. But we can all agree that's not going to happen. There's nothing really left to say. Except, her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She would
meringue
and do the cha-cha. And while she'd like to be a star, Tony always kept his bar. And wait, everybody!
If kids is what it takes to be with you, then kids is it.
Oh, my God.
If I have to, I'll do it all again. I'll do the 4 o'clock feeding thing. I'll go to the PTA meetings. I'll coach the soccer team.
Really?
Yeah, if I have to. I'll go. I don't want to lose you. So, if I have to do it all again,
you're the most wonderful man. And if you hadn't have said, if I have to, like 17 times, then I'd be saying, okay, let's do it.
But you're not.
Oh my God. I can't believe what I'm going to have to say. I want to have a baby. but I don't want to have one with someone who doesn't really want to have one.
I love you.
So what now?
I guess we just keep dancing.
Where is she? Where is she? Oh, hey, I have a question. Where is she?
Relax, Chandler. She'll be here.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah, because life's just that kind.
You know what? You gotta stop staring at the door. It's like a wash pot. You know, if you keep looking at it, then the door is never gonna boil. I think what you have to do is try not to.
Oh my God.
Guilty about this because I want to be a good friend, and damn it, I am a good friend, so just shut up and close your eyes.
You are a good friend. Of course, the audition was this morning, and I didn't get it. But that was a hell of a kiss. Rachel is a very lucky girl.